Support for Central Florida Public Media comes from Daytona Beach International Airport, offering new nonstop service to New York City and Boston, Massachusetts. Daytona Beach International Airport features convenient access to the terminal, easy and close parking, and more. Details at flydab.com.
This is Spotlight, Central Florida Public Media's arts, culture, and entertainment segment. I'm Nicole Darden Creston. The Spotlight is on now. The Animation Land exhibit at the Orange County Regional History Center is a journey through our own imagination and our own backyard. No conversation about animation in Central Florida can be complete without discussing Disney's creations, especially its short-lived Orlando Feature Animation Studio, where characters like Lilo and Stitch came to life. But in the History Center's hands-on Animation Land exhibit, visitors can bring their own characters to life and try their hands at storyboarding, stop-motion animation, and even creating soundtracks to cartoons. I asked curator Katie Kelly to show me around. We have a special relationship with animation here in Orlando in Central Florida, but we'll get to that a little later. First, walk me around.
Sure. So as you enter Animation Land, you're actually entering into what is called Tracy's Studio. So Tracy is the mascot for Animation Land. She's a pencil dog, so she's actually a pencil. And Animation Land itself is created from Tracy's imagination. So you get it, Tracy the pencil? So
yes.
In her studio is where guests can learn about storyboarding and the basics of drawing a basic figure. And so there are a couple of interactives in this area, one where they can actually create their own storyboard. And then there's also a light table where they can trace their own characters. So they can either trace one of the existing characters or they can design their own character. They can also draw a storyboard at that station.
Katie, I'm going to tell you a secret. I am a terrible visual artist. I cannot draw. I'm awful. It's embarrassing. If I wanted to learn something about, say, how to draw these characters, where would I start?
Yeah, absolutely. So the light table actually sort of instructs guests that they can draw characters starting with basic shapes. So if you can draw a rectangle, you can draw a square, you can draw a triangle. It sort of walks you through how to use those shapes to sort of draw Tracy herself or some of her other companions that come from her imagination. So you can get creative and draw your own character, or if you are artistically challenged like you and I, there are these transparent cells that you can lay on the light table. The light shines through it so that you can actually trace the existing characters just to sort of learn how those shapes come together to make the actual characters that are in the exhibit. And then once you have created your character or your storyboard, whichever one you choose to do at this station, there is actually a place where you can actually hang it for other guests to see. You could take it with you or you can hang it and display it, which as you can see, lots of guests have chosen to display. And there are some really great ones over here.
So what are people's favorite
I would say the one that you're looking at right now is going to be, has been, I think, the most popular, the thing that people spend the most time at.
And this is what stopped me when I walked around the corner, because I saw a sign here that said, make stop motion magic. You can actually make your own stop motion animation here.
We have a table or a background here that guests can actually put their characters on. It's really simple. It walks you through what to do. So when you hit start, it will instruct you to take a picture, and then you move your character slightly and take another picture, move it slightly, take another picture. And you can see on the screen exactly what's happening the whole time. And then when you're ready, you can actually just hit play and it'll show you your animation on the screen. So guests are making their own little stop motion animations at this. We actually have some guests right here using the plan and pose, which this is the same concept as the make stop motion magic, except guests are using their entire body. They are the ones who are posing in the picture. So it's kind of a booth that they step inside and it prompts them with some of these beeps that you can hear that's prompting the guests to actually pose. Once they have done all 14 of their pictures, they'll be able to watch on the screen outside what they actually created. We have a guest here who's actually recording their animation that they made. It's reinforcing the idea of stop motion animation, but it gives guests, and it's especially great for kiddos who love to move around a lot, it gives them the chance to really physically actually move with the exhibit, which is great.
Get some wiggles out and learn about animation.
Exactly. And then this one here is be a Foley artist. It demonstrates how sound is added to animation. So if you go inside the booth, there is a preset animation, a preset cartoon that you're adding sound to. And it will prompt you when to create each noise. So the different noises, we have a pitch bender, we have a xylophone, we have something to make the sound of a tree rustling. And so those are sort of sounds that are adding to the actual cartoon itself.
Now we'll get into how animation intersects with Central Florida. Disney!
Yes, so everything we do at here at the History Center, we want to make sure that we are still highlighting local history and some of the really fascinating local history stories that we have. And so since we were bringing in an exhibit all about animation, we thought that we should tell the story of Walt Disney Feature Animation Florida, which was the animation studio that Disney had here in Central Florida inside the Disney MGM theme park. It operated from 1989 to 2004. So this section of the exhibit sort of traces the trajectory of that studio's history. Really, it started as an attraction. It was an opportunity for guests to see animators at work inside the Magic of Disney Animation attraction. And over time, they did such impressive work. They were such talented artists. And the Disney Renaissance was happening, the Disney Renaissance of the 1990s. And so the main studio in Burbank needed extra help and support. And so the Florida studio was actually given increasing responsibilities, increasing tasks, until starting with Mulan, that was fully animated here with support from the other studio. So it was spearheaded here, I should say. And then from there, Lilo and Stitch was also a Florida project. And finally, Brother Bear, which was the first fully, like, from idea to screen that was done here in Florida. So they actually participated in a lot of really important and pivotal work through the Disney Renaissance. And I think maybe a lot of people don't realize that, you know, I Just Can't Wait to Be King from Lion King was animated right here in Central Florida. In Beauty and the Beast, the scene where the townspeople's mob is singing Kill the Beast and they're marching to the castle, that was animated here in Central Florida. Some little interesting tidbits that we love for people to know about, like the way that Stitch moves in Lilo and Stitch was inspired by the little lizards that the animators see every day here in Central Florida.
When I very, very first moved to Central Florida to go to college, I was temping, and the temp lotto that I got was to temp in that building where the animation was going on. It really is something that stays with you, watching a picture turn into a story.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that is particularly great about the Florida studio is the animators, when they talk about the studio, they sort of talk about it as this kind of quirky, offbeat sort of family atmosphere that they were working in. And you can really see that it inspired their creativity. I think, especially in looking at how some of the ways that Mulan was kind of a groundbreaking work, and Lilo and Stitch, you know, it's got an entirely different look than the other animated features that were happening at the time. I think it's really reflective of that spirit of the Florida studio.
Can confirm. Quirky, family-like environment. Never wanted to leave.
And, you know, I mean, they were being watched. You know, they were a studio inside of an attraction. So they actually had these glass walls where thousands of people were watching them work every day, you know. And so it would be a different working environment, and it would be something to have to adjust to. And so it makes sense that they did sort of have that unique spirit.
What's this over here? It's an animation table.
This is one of the animators' desks that was at the Florida studio. It's on loan to us from University of Central Florida. So after the studio closed, they went into storage and then were eventually donated. And we've sort of set it up and outfitted it to look as though it would have if an animator had just stepped away from their desk so people could see. So it's got their reams of the particular kind of paper they used. It has these little maquettes, which are sort of 3D models that they use to inform the characters that they were working on, and various things like that.
I see a little mug that says, "Dishonor on." You, your family, your cow.
Yes, it's a quote from Mulan. And so we set the desk up as though the animator who was working at this desk was currently working on Lilo and Stitch. And so, of course, they would have their Mulan mug because they were proud of the work that they had just completed with Mulan a few years earlier.
That was Katie Kelly, Orange County Regional History Center Curator of Exhibitions, discussing Animation Land, which runs through May. I'm Nicole Darden-Creston. Thanks for listening to Spotlight.